Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Okay, Merc, I won't. I love him. Is he back from Mars yet or not?
No, he comes back on Monday.
Okay. That's where his last cruise was, right?
Exactly, Mars.
Celestial voyage?
Yes.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
Waking up this morning in Milwaukee, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, for a long day of campaigning in several different areas of Wisconsin.
Yeah, whole day belongs to the state for the VP's campaign.
She is said to be at the Pfister this morning. That's where she spent the night, we are told. No word, and don't know if she's at the breakfast buffet or if she's taking breakfast in the room.
She's
if they
not
go down
at the
and
buffet of any
lift
kind.
The little tins to look and see. Ooh, bacon today.
Ooh, yeah, right.
Oh, last time they had the sausage on.
Does this have any bacon? Does this have onions in it? Or
yeah. Right.
No. She's not, no.
She's three back behind the two kids that are messing with the waffle maker.
Also, it's the Pfister. Okay. It's not.
Oh, man. Two kids on the waffle. Where are these parents at? I got to sit here and wait for these kids to do this.
They're in there with their towels and like swimsuits. They're out of the pool.
It's reeking of chlorine.
It's the Pfister, man.
Anyway, later this morning, said to be campaigning at UW-Milwaukee, Media Milwaukee, the student-run media agency there, reporting that many UWM students have been invited to an event today that's going to take place later this morning into early afternoon.
And also anticipating some sort of announcement on student loan debt. You know, the administration has tried in various ways to get through what they had promised, even though the Supreme Court had a say in that earlier that basically derailed their efforts to cancel a lot of debt, but they found some ways around that.
Also on the campaign trail in Wisconsin with Harris, Mark Cuban, longtime owner of Mavericks, billionaire businessman. He's also on Shark Tank. He's a big supporter of Harris. So they'll be in La Crosse as well and Green Bay late this afternoon before they head to Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight. Now, here's an interesting little nugget. So she's heading to Grand Rapids, going to spend the night in Michigan. She will not be at the L. Smith Traditional Dinner tonight, which is held in New York City. You might wonder, what is this? What are we even talking about? Well, you may recall there's always this, like, black tie, white tie affair that takes place every election cycle. It's a huge fundraiser for the New York Archdiocese.
Yeah, Cardinal Dolan, like, headlines it, and he's a fun character at this event, right?
And both candidates throughout the years have always attended. It's always kind of self-deprecating. There's a little bit of fun humor in there. They kind of tease each other. Although in 2016, Trump was pretty nasty to Clinton. When they were both standing next to each other, awkward enough where there was like a smattering of booze.
Hey.
Anyway, in a buck of tradition, Harris is not going to be there tonight. So we expect Trump to be there. The MC is Jim Gaffigan, the comedian who's been playing Tim Walz and Saturday Night Live.
And doing a great job.
Yeah, very good at it. Very curious to see how that plays out tonight. But, yeah, so she's decided to stay on the campaign trail instead.
Sports is coming up next. That's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers will have a new kicker on the field Sunday, releasing rookie Braden Narveson, signing 10-year veteran Brandon McManus. McManus had been accused of sexual assault on a team flight last season while playing with the Jaguars. The NFL investigated, took no disciplinary action upon completing that investigation, and cleared him to play. And he's here. General Manager Brian Gutekunst.
Really good conversation with Brandon, you know, last night. Obviously, and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, we kind of, you know, last week when these things got cleared up within the league, I mean, he got past some other things. You know, those conversations kind of picked up, and wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence. Again, we feel really good about that and where we sit right now, and we're excited to get him out there.
For his part, McManus, who from the start denied the allegations against him in this case, grateful for another chance.
So, it's been a difficult time this past couple months, and you know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
But can the dude kick? So he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, career 81% field goal.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Like a long time. I think that was the Peyton Manning Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
So need some consistency, do the Packers, certainly at that position. Texans come to town at 5-1 for noon kick at Lambeau on Sunday.
Bucks get back to work tonight. Preseason finale in Dallas. Chris Middleton will not play. They're hoping he's good to go for the regular season, which starts for the Bucks next week Wednesday. They take on the Sixers. So tonight's coverage from Dallas starts at 6 o'clock right here on WDTMJ. Tip-off is 6:30. Want to hear home run? I don't know. Maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. Shohei Ohtani at the plate, Dodgers-Mets.
If it's fair, it's gone, and that one is fair. And a home run, a towering home run into the second deck for Shohei Ohtani. A three-run homer, and the Dodgers have blown it open. Yeah. It's now 7-0.
Dodgers win big again. That was ESPN Radio there.
This is not following the template. The Mets are supposed to at least make the World Series because they beat us.
Well, Dodgers lead 2-1 now in the series. We'll see. There's still time for the as-expected win by the New York Mets.
Now, one of the best at calling the games is sticking around Milwaukee while also growing his national profile.
Deep right field and a leaping catch. Oh, my goodness. Sal Frelick. You do it.
Yeah, Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin with that call. Brewers broadcast, of course, will be taken over by Major League Baseball next season. Already covered that a couple of weeks ago with that announcement. The Brewers announced at the time that Anderson will be back doing games for the crew. But if you watch a lot of Brewers, you know more often than not, he's not calling the games. Does about a third of the Brewers' schedule because he does all of the sports for TNT. Turner Sports announcing this week a new multi-year contract with Anderson, NBA, college hoops, PGA Tour golf, and next year they're going to add tennis as well, as TNT will have the rights to the French Open at Roland Garros. So congrats to BA, super good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate whatever talent that we can hang on to here in Milwaukee. On a Thursday morning, Wisconsin's morning news, Brookfield police are looking for a couple of thieves. Reported that a couple of women got away with a steal of a deal at Goodwill on Blue Mound Road.
Goodwill. He's popping tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags.
In this case, however, they were not popping tags, they were swapping tags.
What does that mean?
So poppin' tags, term made popular in hip-hop here. This, of course, from Macklemore's thrift shop, right? Poppin' tags is just slang for buying a bunch of stuff, usually referring to clothing without regard for cost. Like, okay, got a new job.
Yep, here we go.
Yep, new wardrobe. We're going to the outlet mall. We're going to pop some tags. Get all new stuff, right? In this case of theft being investigated by Brookfield police, they state the thieves got away with $80 in merch, which actually from a Goodwill thrift shop is kind of a haul. And they did it, according to police, by switching out prices on the items. The information I have from police here, the two suspects entered the store and were tag-swapping items. Two female suspects left with approximately $80 worth of merchandise. Tag-swapping, defined as altering the pricing on items in the store. So you find something that's priced at $10, then you find another item in the store that's $5,
okay,
and you somehow swap those tags. So I guess you still check out?
Yeah, you'd have to. You're still paying. You're just paying much less.
So you're not like in some of these theft situations where we see people just walking out with cartloads full of stuff and nobody bothers them and whatever.
So
you still check out.
$15 pair of pants you could maybe buy for $2.99 if you get the right tag.
Right, because you found it somewhere else. Another way to do it, I was researching this a bit online, is folks who figured out ways to create their own barcodes. So they go in there and like re-tag stuff with their own prices. Now, that sounds overly sophisticated for this particular case. Like, I don't know how you would know to make sure that that computer scanner gets it right.
If you're the checker, how do you not notice? Beep. Oh, wow, this is only 35 cents. How could that be?
Because you're staring off into oblivion. You know, what time am I off?
Beep. Come on.
Beep. You're
to suggest
care.
That every...
Not everyone, but really?
I've had some really nice Goodwill checkers, like, give me some advice on some items before.
Well, maybe that's how they got them. Maybe the checker after the fact is like, this doesn't add up.
Okay.
Right? But without regard for how exactly they did it, authorities describe it as a tag swap. Brookfield PD says it was Monday afternoon. Ladies seen driving away in a Toyota SUV. They are asking for tips via Waukesha County Crime Stoppers or to Brookfield PD.
Is that your grandma's coat?
So we got a new kicker. Will that change Matt LaFleur's offense and his game plan? coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about it in sports at 7:45.
You ever do the Fast Pass at Disney World or Disneyland?
It's a little confusing now because sometimes you get one's a Fast Pass and one's a new track and one you pay for and one you can register. I don't know. Like, it's confusing.
They're changing it again.
Supposedly to make it easier, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Basically, what I'm reading from this is that if you have enough money, you don't have to wait in line at all, says CBS's Carissa Lawson.
The Lightning Lane Premier Pass will let people skip the line for dozens of popular rides and attractions without booking ahead. The pass launches next week with prices ranging from $129 to $449, plus the cost of the ticket.
$400.
More than the ticket to get into the park.
So wow. 400 per, so your family of four, that's $1,200?
Per day.
Per day.
And doesn't that slow down the line for everyone else, though, Debbie,
yes.
too?
Well, I mean, because you're going into a different line, but that line then gets long.
See, can you make the argument that Disney makes plenty of money already?
Yes.
And that perhaps what they could do is work on line efficiency or larger spaces where you can crank through more people or something versus, okay, just pay us some more and you can skip everybody.
You know how much I love Disney. I eat, sleep, and breathe Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
However, that is the main problem that I have with the company is that everything is turning out to be like a money grab now. So yeah. It's kind of depressing.
I guess, let me offer, if I were Disney, I would offer this defense.
If someone's willing to pay for it.
That's the way it's always been.
And two, because the lines are so long, it's actually causing people to not come.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at this, and if you have the means to go to Disney, and you're looking at it saying, but I'm not standing in a line for an hour and 40 minutes to go on one ride, like, then we're just not going to do it. The business then adapts and says, okay, well, what if we made the line quicker for you? It's going to cost you, but what if we made the line quicker for you?
Yeah.
I guess ultimately we'll see, right?
Yeah.
What, are we going to not go see Mickey Mouse?
No, that's the kicker. That's where they've got you.
Debbie, would we see these people skip us in line, or are they coming through?
They go to a different line.
They go to, like, the fast pass line.
But you can see them at the entrance, right, Debbie?
Well, sure, yeah. You'll see them whipping through, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're there at Galaxy's Edge, and the sign out front says, this line, 1 hour and 98 minutes, and this line, 7.
Sometimes they're super nice. But like, sometimes they throw an Easter egg out to someone, right? Like, they'll treat you. They'll be like, hey, you know what? Why don't you guys come over here?
Yeah, I've actually run into people that are, like, leaving the park going, we didn't use these up, so here, take them, or whatever. Oh. But it's kind of difficult now because it goes through the app that they've got. So, yeah. But you stand in a line, in a standby line, looking like you're from Oliver or something, going,
please, sir, may I get on the ride now?
Yeah. What's going on here?
7:38. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ.
Sunday brunch is great. It's all you can eat under $15. Call and reserve your table. MindChefRestaurant.com. Don't forget your sweetheart.
Okay, Merc, I won't. I love him. Is he back from Mars yet or not?
No, he comes back on Monday.
Okay. That's where his last cruise was, right?
Exactly, Mars.
Celestial voyage?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
Close to the speed of light. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Am I going to get in trouble for that?
You should get in trouble for what you did yesterday.
Why are you blaming me for this? This is not my fault.
You completely disrupted a news conference.
Do you think...
Yes.
Do you think somebody involved in that heard our conversation about what was afoot?
I do.
And prompted this soundbite.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
That was the start of the news conference yesterday.
So this was the big to-do outside Fiserv Forum, just south of Fiserv Forum on the old Bradley Center property where you had a bunch of folks having a big news conference to update the construction of a new music venue. And we already knew there was going to be a venue. We already knew the construction had started.
We already knew how much it was costing.
Yes. So then we're like, what gives with the news conference? And I reached out to a number of sources. We talked about this on the program. And I said, you know what? All three people that I reached out to who've been reliable in the past had, like, nothing to say about this. And that indicated one of two things to me. One, either it's a really big deal and nobody wanted to step on anybody's toes, or the latter, which is, it's a nothing burger and nobody wanted to say don't come.
And the reason we speculated that it was likely a nothing burger is because even when something is quiet and it's a really big deal, there's always a little something going on. There's always a little bit of chirping.
So anyway, that's what came of that. We'll get into it a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour, but in case in case this is the time you normally listen to the show, this is what came of all that.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Big news in sports, that's next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst did say the team did its due diligence before bringing in kicker Brandon McManus to replace the struggling rookie Braden Narveson. McManus accused of sexual assault on a team flight when he was with the Jaguars last season. The league investigated. At the completion of the investigation, took no disciplinary action and cleared McManus to play. Packers picked him up. So on the field, McManus also said he had struggles early in his career. Talked about being demoted when he was kicking with the Broncos and then finding his stroke again.
You know, I worked hard, earned my starting job back, and then had, you know, one of the best seasons in NFL history that year to help him win the Super Bowl. So you always have to prove yourself in the kicking position.
As for whether it changes anything for head coach Matt LaFleur and his approach to the kicking game.
Not necessarily. We'll see how the week goes. But this is the National Football League. You expect whoever you send out there to go out there and make the kicks.
So Narveson out, McManus in. 5-1 Texans come in for a noon kick at Lambeau on Sunday.
Bucks get back to work tonight. The preseason finale is tonight in Dallas. No Chris Middleton. There was some hope that maybe Middleton would be able to get a little bit of time in the preseason. Hopefully see cash by opening night, which is next week Wednesday against the Sixers.
But I don't need him if it means a healthy Middleton for the long term.
Really would be nice to have him play a full season again, right, and get back to it. So anyway, our coverage tonight starts at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 6:30. We have Thursday Night Football, Broncos and Saints on Amazon Prime, and I have a game-winning shot for you.
Okay.
Love these calls, right? Always look forward to these calls when there's a big game winner. So this is the WNBA Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. It's the Liberty and the Lynx playing each other. Sabrina Ionescu with the ball. ESPN Radio.
8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter of Game 3. 4 seconds. Ionescu will heave. And hit! And hit! Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
So she made it.
If you were wondering.
They would win the game, beating the Lynx 80-77.
Now, we'll take what we can get, although his national profile is expanding. We're told he's still going to be around.
Shallow center, Adames. Oh, what a catch over the shoulder. A gem from Willie Adames.
You're getting great calls, right? It's Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin there with that call. Anderson just inked a new deal with Turner Sports where he will expand his national broadcasting duties. I don't know how. He already does all of the sports.
Right.
I think they're adding ping pong. My apologies, table tennis.
He would do really well.
And he would, right? NBA, PGA Tour golf, college hoops, and now Turner announcing that he will be part of French Open coverage in tennis next year. Now, Anderson only right now does about 50 Brewers games a year. The Brewers, when they announced that they would be moving to Major League Baseball with their broadcasts, handling that for next season, did say Anderson will be back. So how they do that scheduling with his other schedule, I don't know.
Right,
but he seems committed to staying in Milwaukee and still being involved with the Brewers, which is amazing. One of the best in the business, good guy to boot, so proud to have him for as many games as we can.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand. He was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something. But
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Kind of digging that new part of the open. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
I think we're jovial. We're feeling good.
Jovial?
Yeah.
That's a good start. It's jovial. Nice. Upbeat?
Yeah, we're
certainly.
We're getting through the news and information that you need. So,
Vinny, before we get into any Packers talk, the lawn. Now that, because I just pulled in from getting beaten pickleball again this morning, and frost. Do you mow after a big frosting like this?
Yeah, typically. Now, I mow later than most.
You're a psychopath.
I enjoy it.
In fairness, you're a psychopath lawnmower.
Yeah, if I get a good Thanksgiving mow in, I'll feel really good. Now, typically, frost, yes, because it'll warm up. And look at the, we got 70s coming here. So post-frost, yeah, I mean, you don't want to mow when there's frost on the grass.
No, it's too early.
That's not good. That's why they frost delay in golf. They don't want you out there on the crispy grass. Definitely still mowing season. Once you hit that hard freeze, Tausch, you can be done.
Okay, so is that 5 days in a row? What do we need for it to be considered a hard freeze?
I feel like that's a you'll know it when you feel it. Like, okay. It's been super cold.
Total vibe
below
thing.
Freezing, and we're done here. If you're not getting growth on it, you don't have to do it anymore. I do it as a matter of enjoyment.
So you're mowing a lawn that's not growing?
Maybe.
You just push it over the top of it?
Well, there might be like a little bit of growth.
Is the mower on when you do that?
Yeah, just a little restripe. Tighten it up. Maybe pick it up some leaves, Tausch. I don't know.
Your poor neighbor.
Tighten it up.
I'm trying to walk there again.
And they often apologize. They're like, I'm sorry. My lawn. I'm like, no, I am self-aware. I know I'm the lunatic. You're good. Just, keep the weeds at bay.
Please.
Don't let any of that dandelion fluff get over.
I can help you. I can recommend a guy.
Maybe
if you need
paint
it.
The house once in a while.
How about that siding?
Wouldn't mind if your gutters got cleaned. I mean, that's another thing.
So let's talk about the kicker situation, Tausch. Braden out, Brandon in. I wanted to ask you about, the guy comes in with some baggage. There was the NFL investigation. The NFL essentially cleared him, said we didn't find anything here that is to be penalized. Therefore, he became available
for
to the
sexual
Packers.
Assault. Right?
Yes, was accused of that, but apparently the NFL did not find those allegations to be credible. I remember talking with an executive, different sports, so totally unrelated to this, but there was some question as to whether or not a team was going to bring somebody else in who kind of in a similar situation, and they're like, oh, what about this guy? And that executive said at the time, we thoroughly investigate anyone with a questionable past or background. And in that situation said, this is not a person we're interested in. Brian Gutekunst said they did that with the Packers and they feel good about this hire.
Yeah, I think it always comes back to you have to sit down with the person. And obviously if there's serious charges that are criminal, I don't think you can touch it. I think you have to steer clear. And in this case, obviously, he was accused of some things. I think there's some civil suits that are out there. Yep. He's maybe settling. The bottom line is, if your talent allots, you can get through some of these issues. But just take a look at Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is a great wide receiver. He did some allegedly. I think it's alleged. I know how this whole works. You always say allegedly so you don't get sued. He did some things that were vile, allegedly, and he ended up falling to the fifth round. Kansas City took a shot, and obviously he's a great player. But as a dude, and from a moral standpoint, I just don't think the Green Bay Packers would have ever drafted Tyreek Hill. And so you have to look at it from a big picture. Do I think they wanted their first choice? Obviously was not. Their second choice? Obviously not. But when you get put in a position, you have to kind of weigh both sides of it. And I think the fact they felt comfortable enough that the NFL did their investigation, and I'm sure the Packers did their own, they feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win. Because as a GM, you're looking at it and you're saying, yeah, there's baggage. There's things that he did that obviously none of us like or agree with, but I don't want to let down the other 52 guys in that locker room because I didn't bring in a player that I know could help us win. And that is always the overarching thing that executives are looking for, unless it's taken out of their hands where there's a criminal lawsuit against them and they can't play.
So head coach Matt LaFleur says this doesn't change anything about his game plan. False.
Yeah, right. Hard to believe that.
If you have greater confidence in your kicker, you're going to make different decisions, right, on fourth down, Tausch, or what you're trying to do maybe in a two-minute drill?
For sure. And I don't blame him for saying that, but just 2 or 3 weeks ago he said, I'm going to be, when they made the switch and they cut Anders and they didn't bring Joseph in and they, brought Narvi in, it was, yeah, if there's fourth down, I'm going to be more aggressive. So obviously that was in coach's head. Now, whether or not he is going to all of a sudden just turn it over and say, on a fourth and two from the 35, well, we're going to try this 52-yard field goal, or are we going to go for it? I think he'll feel more comfortable if this kid, this 33-year-old kid, comes out and makes a bunch of kicks, and all of a sudden that confidence grows. But as we sit here right now, he doesn't really need – this guy's 9-10 years experience in the league, but he's never had him. And I think he is not going to change how he coaches because of this kicker now. He's not going to just all of a sudden start going for longer field goals. I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
But you know what, fellas, a little parting shot. What I love about what happened with all this, obviously there's all of the stuff that was talked about. But what this tells me, and not that I'm surprised by it, Brian Gutekunst did this deal because he knows this is a Super Bowl contending team. And otherwise, I think you let the growth happen, but he knows now is the time. This
is
it.
The window is open.
We are ready to win now. Move. And as a Packer fan, you got to dig that.
Let's go. Starts again on Sunday.
Let's go.
5-1 Texans in town. Thanks, buddy.
See you guys.
Wipe your feet really good.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.